AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The FBI says it disrupted a plot to attack a North Carolina grocery store in the Charlotte area on New Year's Eve. U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson described it as an attempted terrorist attack. Arrested was 18-year-old Christian Sturdivant, who he says had been reading ISIS material and made TikTok videos.
And eventually reached out to what he thought was a member of ISIS, in reality was an undercover agent with NYPD in New York. He pledged his allegiance to ISIS with that undercover agent, and he disclosed his plans to, quote, do jihad soon.
Ferguson says Sturdivant talked about his plans.
About what means he would use to kill innocent people. He said he was going to wear a Kevlar vest and attack people with knives and hammers. And, of course, he talked about when he was going to carry out this attack, which was New Year's Eve.
He was arrested Wednesday. Sturdivant is being held after an initial court appearance. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue. Investigators in Switzerland believe sparkling candles atop wine bottles ignited a fatal bar fire. About 40 people were killed. Tesla and CEO Elon Musk have lost bragging rights as the world's biggest electric car maker. Here's the AP's Bernard Condon.
The new king, the new star, is not here in the U.S. It's in China. It's a company called BYD. Tesla reported today that sales for last year fell 9%. This is a stunning reversal for Musk.
Tesla sales were hit hard by the phase-out of a tax credit by the Trump administration. President Trump and top Iranian officials exchanged dueling threats. The president initially warned Iran on social media, if it violently kills peaceful protesters, the U.S. will come to their rescue. At least 7 people have been killed so far in violence in Iran surrounding demonstrations. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Who will be on the ice for the U.S. at the Olympics?
The U.S. unveiled its men's hockey roster for the upcoming Milan Cortina Winter Olympics. The only additions were forwards Tage Thompson and Clayton Keller and defenseman Seth Jones. Thompson and Keller helped the U.S. win the World Hockey Championship for the first time since 1933. Only Americans Chris Kreider and Adam Fox of the New York Rangers are not back from the Four Nations. 36-year-old Hillary Knight is set to make her fifth Olympic appearance on a 23-player U.S. women's national team that's favored to win gold. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Firefighters in Rhode Island rescued a yellow Labrador named Phoenix on New Year's Day after he fell through an ice-covered pond. Phoenix was struggling in the icy water. Members from the Musquamacut and Watch Hill Fire Departments donned ice rescue suits to save him. Both Phoenix and the rescuers were safely brought back to shore. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.